Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to O2 Czech Republic financial results for the first half 2016 conference call. I will now hand over to your host, Mr. Jakub Hampl, Head of Investor Relations. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, Karina. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of O2 Czech Republic, I would like to welcome you to today's conference call, where we are going to present and discuss our results for the first half 2016. As in the past, I'm pleased to introduce the speakers who will give the presentation, and later on, they'll be also ready to answer your questions. These are Tomáš Budík, CEO and Chairman of the company, and Tomáš Kouřil, the CFO and Vice Chairman of the Board. Now I would like to hand over to Tomáš Budík to open the presentation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our conference call, and please join me on page three to briefly comment on the most relevant commercial and strategic achievements in the first half of the year. First, I would like to highlight our new commercial proposition in O2 TV and fixed voice. In O2 TV, since the beginning of this year, we offer OTT version of our O2 TV services, which is available to all households in the Czech Republic with internet connection from any provider. In second quarter, we supported our sales activity by Try and Keep carpet bombing marketing and commercial campaign. In fixed voice area, since January 2016, we have been offering just one unlimited tariff. After vast majority of customers passed to it, we see they enjoy new proposition and changing their calling pattern. On next slide, I will comment in more detail how the new propositions impact our performance. In recent spectrum auction for remaining blocks in 18 MHz spectrum and 2.6 GHz bands, we acquired for our customers more than half of all available blocks. We will be able to improve their experience and respond to increased demand for mobile data. As a strong player, we have been able to pay 1.5 billion out of our total 2.6 billion. At the same time, the price was reasonable in comparison with recent European benchmark. I would like to remind you that after this auction, all relevant spectrum available is allocated to three existing players. Last comment on this slide is our startup accelerator, Bolt, which we activated in 2015. Our strategy is to support future growth each project which we are going to invest in. On top of the financial support, we are going to contribute with our ecosystem, comprising customer base, our IT, distribution channels, as well as our big data knowledge. So far, we supported three projects with rather insignificant financial contribution. Moving to page four, I would like to comment on the mobile business. We continue to see pressure in B2B segment, which is slowly improving. Since May, we also see negative impact of new roaming regulation, which is still not fully reflected in the second quarter, but we expect it will be more visible in the following quarters. I'm glad to say that we have been able to more than compensate these negative trends via tariff upsell. We added more data in our packages, and we have been able to monetize them. As a result, our blended ARPU increased by close to one percentage point in first half of 2016. Another key factor for data monetization is smartphone penetration, which reached over 50%. More importantly, LTE penetration, which more than doubled to 25%. Very relevant fact, which I would like to highlight, is our LTE network coverage, which increased already above 90%, ranking us to top five countries in EU. Consequently, data traffic is increasing rapidly in the first half by 80% year-on-year. To increase the experience of our customers, we concluded an exclusive agreement with Spotify in the Czech Republic, so our customers can use full version of for free. As a result, consumption growth is already happening and is clearly visible in our revenue. As you can see, our data revenue grew close to 15 percentage points in the first half of the year. Now, let me go to page five to comment on the fixed business. I want to remind you how we improved our O2 TV proposition over the last 12 months. In July last year, we simplified and repositioned our O2 TV portfolio. Since the beginning of this year, we offered OTT service to all households with any internet connection. With the aim to address as many as possible potential customers, recently we offered O2 TV for 2 months for free, so the customers can try and keep if they enjoy all its benefits. As a 2-month trial period for some customers will finish only at the end of August, in line with our conservative approach, we decided not to include them in the reported figures, and we carefully monitor conversion rate. So the final results of such a campaign will be reflected only in next results. We see the customers like watching our TV via alternative ways, mobile applications, or web pages. Since last June, their numbers increased by as much as 2.5 times to close to 300,000. The same time, number of the subscribers with any paid O2 TV tariff, including those with the second set-top box, grew by 30,000 year-on-year. So at the end of June 2016, our total O2 TV reach for the first time in the history exceeded 500,000 customers. This confirms that our strategy focused on exclusive content, unique functions, and multi-platform proposition works, and we are improving our position on pay TV market in the Czech Republic. During the last year, we invested a number of new exclusive sport content, so we decided to expand number of sport channels with those dedicated to the most popular sports. In the first one, O2 TV football will be broadcasted already since August this year. In addition, the most popular football events like European Champions League or local first league, we have invested to club TVs for top English, Spanish, and Italian teams. Next year, we plan to introduce dedicated O2 TV tennis and O2 TV hockey channel. To change the negative performance in the fixed voice area, in January 2016, we introduced single simple tariff with unlimited calls. By the end of June, vast majority of residential as well as SMB customers taken the new tariff, and our figures shows that the new proposition was well accepted among those who see its value. In average, customers with the new tariff call by as much 40% more compared to older offer. And Tomáš will give you more insight on the impact of the new proposition on our financial performance. And finally, on page six, I need to mention Slovakia. As I mentioned in the last call, the aim of support future growth in Slovakia, we decide to enter also the fixed market with a key focus on corporate and public sector customers. During the first half of this year, we have covered all regional towns by own wireless network. we have launched the complete portfolio of fixed internet, data, and ICT services. In cooperation with the O2 Slovakia, we offer also mobile and converged service. And by the end of June, we have signed first customer contracts. For example, for Slovak Statistic Office, we will provide complex voice and data services during all elections in the next 4 years. In ACT area, we will provide Wi-Fi connections in Bratislava capital city. In corporate segment, we have contracted the largest food retail chain, so we will provide all voices and data services to them. In mobile, we continue growing our customer base and improving customer mix, and we continue being focused on customer value. Mobile ARPU in the first half went down 0.7 percentage point year-on-year, negatively impacted by roaming regulation, which has not been fully compensated by growing data revenue. Excluding roaming, ARPU went up by 0.8 percentage point. We also focus on further improvement of our 3G network capacity and 4G network rollout. We plan to accelerate LTE deployment mainly in the second half of this year. Smartphone penetration in Slovakia is even higher than in Czech Republic, currently standing at 53%, and LTE penetration reached 24%. Our data-centric proposition is behind double-digit growth in data user base and data revenue. Total revenue in Slovakia grew by over 1 percentage point in local currency, driven mainly by data and hardware, and our EBITDA went up 1 percentage point. So we maintained EBITDA margin at solid 35%, including network costs related to national roaming. Investments into the fixed business diluted margin by 1.2 percentage point in the first half of this year. And now, for more financial details, I hand over to Tomáš.
Thank you, Tomáš. Now, let me comment on our financial results in the first half of the year, which are unaudited at this stage. So let me start on page 8. Here, I would like to comment on key trends. So our traditional business continues staying under pressure, especially in B2B segment, and since May, we also face negative effect of EU roaming regulation, which will be relevant also in the following quarters. On the other hand, we are satisfied with our performance in consumer segment, mainly in fixed voice, pay TV, and mobile data categories. Total group operating revenue reached 18.2 billion Czech crowns, broadly flat year-over-year, and our EBITDA reached 5 billion Czech crowns, representing a 5% year-on-year growth. Net profit reached 2.6 billion Czech crowns, up by 10% year-on-year. And finally, our ability to generate free cash flow remains strong. In the first half, it reached roughly 2 billion Czech crowns. So bear in mind that in the first half or in the first quarter, we paid an advance payment for the spectrum auction, and I'm not going today to comment on the specific amount, but the maximum guarantee per each participant was roughly 500 million Czech crowns. For your year-on-year comparison, it is relevant to remind you that last year our free cash flow included about 1 billion Czech crowns of positive working capital effect, which is funding from ZTIN. Now moving to page 9, I would like to follow up on Tomáš's comments on our new propositions for fixed voice and O2 TV. As you can see, in the first half of 2014, we have lost about 600 million Czech crowns for fixed revenue, fixed voice revenue, while in 2015, the dilution was reduced to half. And in the past half of this year, we further significantly improved the trend. If we consider only consumer segment in June, we grew there even by two digits after more than 16 years of continuous drop. For O2 TV,
we clearly turned around the trend from a decline in 2014 to over 70% growth this year. All that means that we are a relevant player on the Czech pay TV market, not only in total number of viewers, but also in financial terms. As you can see on page 10, this turnaround in fixed voice and O2 TV revenue helped us to significantly de-accelerate decline rate of our fixed revenue. And revenue from data services provided to our corporate and public sector customers remained under pressure, and this is due to the fact that the government often puts pricing as the only criteria in tenders. And in some cases, they even prefer data solution, which is run on unlicensed spectrum, which I personally see as a security issue. Now, page 11 shows the year-over-year development of our mobile operating revenue in the first half of the year. In the Czech Republic as well as in Slovakia, they were overall stable, with roaming regulation impact to be more relevant in the next quarters. Voice revenue declined by 7% and messaging by 15% year-over-year. Largely due to weak performance in the corporate segment, with overall stable trend in postpaid consumer segment. At the same time, data revenue continued to be the key growth driver of our mobile service revenue in both countries, maintaining double-digit growth in the first half of the year. Now, moving to page 12, on page 12, let me comment on the development of group total operating expenses in the first half of the year. So I am happy to confirm that in the first half of 2016, we have been able to reduce both cost of sales as well as operating expenses, despite higher commercial activities and entry to fixed telco business in Slovakia. Cost of sales, comprising cost of service and commercial costs, were reduced by 2 percentage points year-on-year, while operating expenses decreased close to 4 percentage points year-on-year. In the Czech Republic, we reduced operating expenses by almost 6 percentage points, while in Slovakia, we reported 4 percentage points increase because of fixed telco business entry I just commented on. As a result, total group operating expenses went down by 2.4 percentage points year over year, reaching 13.2 billion Czech crowns. In sourcing of the employees, mainly in call centers and IT, and also shift of franchise shops to our own, is the key driver for operating expenses savings in the Czech Republic. Just for your reference, by the end of June, we insourced close to 500 employees. Now, on the following page, page number 13, let me briefly comment on our CAPEX. As you can see, our CAPEX in the first half was rather low, and we expect a peak period in the second half due to accelerated 4G network rollout in Slovakia and also continuous investments in IT into IT platforms. Overall, CAPEX to revenue ratio reached 6 percentage points, so we invested mainly into growth areas, which are acquisition of media production van and core network upgrade in the Czech Republic. While in Slovakia, we invested in 3G capacity and 4G coverage extension. In addition, CAPEX was spent into transformation of our IT platforms, mainly in postpaid, because as we commented last quarter, for prepaid and an MVNO platform, we are done. So now it's mainly about postpaid, which will remain our main priority also in next quarters. And finally, on slide number 14, I will briefly comment on the recent changes in our balance sheet, so between March and June 2016. Our cash balance decreased by 2.6 billion Czech crowns. This is mainly due to distribution of 5 billion Czech crowns dividend for 2015. It happened in May. In April, we drew additional 1 billion Czech crowns debt, so at the end of June 2016, our total gross debt was at 8 billion Czech crowns level. As you can see also, the dividend distribution is reflected in lower equity. That's it for me, and now I hand over back to Jakub to open the Q&A session.
Thank you, Tomáš, and thank you, Tomáš, both for your comments and your presentation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to take your questions. Karina, we are ready to take the first question.
Thank you, Jakub. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask your question. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our first question is from Vibhor Kumar, Citigroup. Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and congratulations for great set of numbers. So in terms of the cost items, if you could give more clarity that how much more savings is possible on certain key items, that would be really great. And one is more of a clarification again in the cost that is related to mobile equipment. So mobile equipment cost is down quite a bit despite increase in the mobile equipment revenue. So these two questions for me. Thank you.
Okay. Vibhor, thank you very much for your question regarding, let's say, opportunity for keeping the discipline for our cost base so we can guarantee that we will stay there. We are not planning any, let's say, relevant change in our either commercial or operating model. We continue with this insourcing activity, so there will be more relevant effect once it's actually annualized. So this is the thing we are working on. If I should basically put it into the context, what we have experienced in terms of cost evolution in last, let's say, 2 years, so first after PPF took over the control from Telefónica, there was quite radical cost cut. So it was one of the key reasons behind the step increase in our EBITDA, as you might remember from the last year. Then we more focused on top line, which we are presenting to you today. But we still continue with the, let's say, cost discipline. This time it's not so much about costs cuts as such. This is really about changing the model, how we work. It's something we have already mentioned in the last and the previous actually calls. What we mean by that is definitely what we are doing. So insourcing is there to save the margin we pay to the external companies, and our strategy is to insource the areas where we have to keep the core competence, definitely call centers, definitely point of contact with the customer. Regarding the profitability of the mobile hardware, basically what we are focusing more and more, and sorry, I will not be extremely specific here because we have to keep also some confidentiality for next steps, but overall the idea behind that is that we are selling more and more hardware accessories, which is coming with better margins. So that's overall behind that. And we also now are more focused on selling hardware, not because of generating margin as such, but as Tomáš presented in his part of the presentation, we do believe that once we want to basically monetize data, we need to penetrate the market by LTE-enabled handsets and also LTE-enabled SIMs. So that's why it's so important for us to serve our customers by our own distribution channels, not to leave it with open market. So that's overall.
And maybe for the remaining, we stopped selling 3G phones, so we are in this moment selling only 4G phones. And as Tomáš said, with the focus with the accessories and insurance. So that's why it's quite good in this moment and with good shape.
Okay, thank you so much. Just one follow-up in terms of profitability. So is this the current level of 28% kind of EBITDA margin numbers? Is the number that you're looking in a short to medium term that to be maintained?
Basically, Vibor, sorry for not providing the guidance. We have mentioned the reasons last time why we have not why we decided not to not to provide guidance for this year. Now you can see real steps like doing revolution after we did it in mobile world. Now we did it also in fixed world. So we launched this unlimited fixed voice revolution, and you can see the financials are coming later on. That's the reason, so sorry for that. We are not going to comment on guidance mid or let's say long-term perspective. Sorry for that.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. And just a last question on the regulatory comments. The last week, head of the regulator commented that there could be a possibility of the fourth operator. We just wanted to check what could be the context, and do you see any possibility after all the spectrum has been sold to the existing operators?
So, as I said in my part, if we are speaking about the, I can say, common spectrum which is available, so 800, 900, 1.8 or 2.1, 2.6, all the spectrum is sold, and there is no space for the newcomer. If we are speaking about the potential tender for the 3.7 gigahertz spectrum in Czech Republic, because in Slovakia we got it, so we presented a few calls before. So definitely we can say that our intention is to bid for such a spectrum, and too early to judge if some newcomer will come, and definitely we will carefully watch this, but this spectrum is rather for fixed broadband substitution than that for competing us on mobile market.
So technically it's possible. We don't see it as a likely, because as Tomáš said, the spectrum which is still available is rather proprietary, and this is not suitable for national-wise coverage. So that's the situation.
Yeah, understood. Thank you so much, Tomáš and Tomáš.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Igor Semenov, Deutsche Bank. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you. I have a couple of questions on the revenue side. Can you comment on the trend in the fixed lines? So you're saying that the fixed voice revenues almost stabilized in June, but if I look, can you comment on the dynamics in the lines in recent weeks? Has it stabilized? Because if I look on a quarter by quarter basis, Q2 was still, the highest decline in the last quite a few quarters. The second question is on the broadband lines, broadband subscriber base. It's also been declining for the last couple of quarters, and it seems like it's getting worse. You are losing more customers on the ADSL that you are able to pick up on the VDSL side. So maybe you could comment a little bit on the competitive dynamics here and what is happening. And my final question is on your guidance, which you're not providing. So I want to ask you, it's been a year or slightly more than a year since you are a new company already. Don't you feel confident already enough to provide some kind of outlook for us? Thank you.
So thanks, Igor, for this question. I'll start with the fixed line business and what we are doing and our expectation. As Tomáš presented, us through a number of lines is still declining. We are able to really stop decline of the revenue, and we are ARPU, and we are improving our revenue. But there is a still trend fixed to mobile substitution, and definitely there is a still not so stable environment. But what we can see, what I can say, but and we see on our figures that customers are extremely happy with this proposition, and we see really a significant drop in churn in fixed voice. So I think there was some peak when the people really decide to leave or stay, as Tomáš said, and now we believe that this customer base is stable, much more stable than before. And when they left our customer base, sometimes it was customers with fixed broadband as well. So that's why we saw some decline in fixed broadband, but because they had some combination fixed voice and fixed broadband. But we have a very good results in Internet Air. So it's a mobile broadband substitution of the fixed broadband, and especially in the areas where it is still not VDSL available, and we have a spectrum there. And by the way, that's why we acquired additional spectrum 2.6 gigahertz. And by the way, we are leading company in this spectrum in the Czech Republic, so definitely we will continue with the strategy to cover through such a spectrum rural areas where is a VDSL not available, but customers asking for the higher speed than, for example, 2 megabits or 8 megabits. So from the VDSL perspective, there is a decline, partially one-off as a result of our fixed revolution, and second, because we are focusing for customer experience, and we are selling with the one proposition the same quality through the ADSL, VDSL, or mobile broadband, and that's why we see some increase in mobile broadband, but not in fixed broadband. Last, maybe Tomáš will.
Okay, so Igor, if you want to just put what Tomáš said into the, let's say, reference of the figures, and you follow me to page 10. Here you can see voice category as 100 million, let's say, still drop year over year. If you follow me to page 9, then here you can see what is the trend in terms of dynamics for fixed voice as such. So basically going from minus 25 to minus 15 to minus 7 for first half of 14, 15 and 16. And we put there also to demonstrate the dynamics June figure, which is basically minus 1 percentage point. This is fixed voice category for entire company. If you consider only consumer segment, we are growing 2-digit year over year in terms of revenue. For pay TV, we are not showing absolute number, but you can see that we are growing 70%. So moving back to page 10, here you can see that we are growing, you might conclude, only 3 percentage points for category broadband and pay TV. That's why or Tomáš explained that this is because of fixed to mobile substitution, this time also for broadband. That's something we don't believe in. We don't want to substitute fully mobile broadband by fixed, because fixed is bringing more or better customer experience to the customers. Unfortunately, our competitors position for some period mobile broadband as the full substitution for broadband. We don't see that on the market anymore, so I would say even our competitors already switch from mobile broadband to more fixed, especially T-Mobile. So as the as it set in as the, let's say, national provider of the broadband connectivity is now heavily investing into the acceleration of the network, we do believe that we will be sooner or later back to a growth in terms of broadband customers. And now what is happening, as Tomáš said, you have to look at the category fixed and mobile broadband together. Data, and this is something, fixed data, this is something which is dropping now similarly to voice revenue, which wasn't the case in the past, is something which I have commented is linked to the government and having price as the only criteria for some of the tenders we are seeing. And exactly as I said, I see it as the security issue, so it might be that the government will review their approach and they will be more caring about the quality. Your second question about the guidance. You said once you have the confidence. Frankly speaking, it's not so much about the confidence and having the new company. We do believe we are able to control things from the beginning. The rationale why we have not provided guidance for last and this year was uncertainty about the things in 2015 about the separation of the company. For this year, it's rather about keeping the things we want to do confidential to the last minute, so you can see surprising the market by unlimited fixed calling, doing the repositioning of pay TV things and doing the structural things. That's why we are not providing the guidance to keep the flexibility, and we do believe that we can generate more value by keeping the flexibility rather than providing confidence or comfort to you to for your model. So sorry for that, we are aware of it, but still, if we should do trade-off, we decided to not to provide guidance for this year, and I can confirm that's the current situation. Okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question is from Ondřej Cabejšek, Bloomberg. Sir, please go ahead. Ondřej Cabejšek, your line is open. Our following question is from Petr Bartek, Erste Group. Sir, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. One follow-up question on the outlook for this year. Earlier you have indicated that that your fixed OPEX won't or shouldn't decline that much in 2016. Now, in the first half, we saw quite nice development. So, just wanted to ask whether we should expect a similar rate of decline in the second half of this year, or whether there will be any increase in fixed OPEX.
Okay. So basically, thank you for that question. The plan is that we will basically finish the say migration of the customers to the new fixed unlimited tariff. As we commented during the presentation, vast majority of the customers are already with the new proposition, so there will be like effect of let's say annualizing or having like full impact of that. For pay TV, we will continue with our marketing activity. So as we have commented, we see more customers coming. We will see what will be the final result of our try and keep campaign, which will be commented only next quarter. For broadband, definitely our focus will be there. We want to basically change the trend and to have more broadband customers. This is also depending on our competitors, how they position the broadband, mobile versus fixed. And for data, unfortunately, it's very difficult now to predict what's going to happen in that area depending on number of tenders and our success rate there. So this is something which is difficult to predict. So that's our plan. So I wouldn't say there is anything as radical as fixed voice revolution, which we indicated that we are working on that. But again, we wanted to take the surprise. So that's the thing. In terms of our overhead or the cost base, As I said, we will continue with some insourcing. At this stage, nothing so material as insourcing of 500 employees, which is quite massive for us, but there will be again full effect of what we are doing, so basically saving margin or serving markup which was there because of the external providers. So that's the plan.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our following question is from Bram Buring, Wood & Co. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have three questions, please. Firstly, if you could quantify the impact from the cut in roaming tariffs on the third quarter. You mentioned a few numbers in this quarter, but most of the impact is going to be later. What kind of number should I look, what kind of an impact should I look for in terms of ARPU or in terms of absolute revenues? Second question, again, with regards to this insourcing project, could you be a little bit more specific about how many more people you intend to insource by the end of the year? And with regards to CapEx, if you could just update me, please, on what you're looking at for full-year CapEx, and if you have a figure for 2017, that would be great as well.
Okay, so starting with roaming, it's quite a difficult question even for us because we do believe there will be some elasticity because the unitary pricing is going down. We would expect some more calls. Frankly speaking, we don't see it at the moment, so elasticity is not working. So Czechs being abroad, they are not calling more, even the prices are going down. For visitors, we are quite more optimistic, so we can see incomers to the Czech Republic calling more, but unfortunately, we are not able to predict the impact for next quarter. The only thing is that it's more seasonality there, so people are traveling these months as we speak more, but I'm not able to quantify at the moment. Regarding insourcing, I would say we are plus minus done, so if there is a positive effect of insourcing, it will be rather annualizing the effect or having the full effect because of the process of insourcing, but there is nothing on the radar screen at this stage, nothing comparable to 500 employees. I would say we are done for that. And for CapEx, one thing we are reviewing is what we are going to do in Slovakia in terms of our network there, because the situation there is that we are still paying for national roaming, so we are always considering if there might be the opportunity to invest into our own infrastructure, which is binary. Either we are able to have the partner to conclude the deal with or not, so we will see if we are successful there. For me, this is by far the largest category. Then we, as we said, we invested in this media van, having basically a studio which is mobile for our own purposes, but also we are serving external customers, so we are reviewing if there is opportunity to invest more. At this stage, again, nothing was decided, nothing is hidden on the radar screen, but we are reviewing that area closely. If there is opportunity, we might go for that. And what is basically something which we'll definitely continue with is our postpaid IT platform. So as we said, during the second half of last year, we have finished our investment into prepaid and MVNO billing platforms. So we are done there. And now we are reviewing the roadmap for postpaid. And we are not done yet, so this is another reason why we are not providing guidance, and sorry for that, including CapEx, because first we have to decide what is the final end game for Czech Republic and Slovakia, and the Czech Republic for consumer and business segment. So that's something we are now reviewing, therefore I am not able to comment in this particular CapEx category.
Yes, so I'm going to recap, Tomáš. So based on our strategy, we are looking for content which is available for our customer base and will drive customer experience for O2 TV. So it's one potential investment, so content. Second, I discussed spectrum, so there will be a new auction for the 3.7 gigahertz spectrum. We think that it will be significant, but definitely we are investing to the spectrum. Tomáš mentioned IT, so definitely we are continuing with the program we are calling Simple Online Company, so transforming all our IT, and network in Slovakia. And then we are evaluating all options instead of national roam. So that's it.
So very last comment would be probably if you see that current CAPEX to revenue ratio is at 6 percentage points, then I would say second half of this year and the beginning of the next year will be still CAPEX intensive, which doesn't mean that we should go to double digit, for sure not. It will be rather above the level where we are today, maybe peaking in the second half of the year. But our mid-term objective is get to as close as 4 to 5 percentage points on long-term basis. So again, it will not be this year. It will not be for sure first half of next year. But from 2017, second half, 2018, our objective is to get to 4 to 5 percentage points in terms of CAPEX to revenue.
Okay. Well, and just a follow-up on the CAPEX, most of these items that you mentioned, with the exception of the postpaid IT platform billing, these are incremental, these are growth items. If I put those on the side and I just want to look at, you know, what your, you know, stay in business CAPEX, does that take me above the 6% level for the second half of this year and in 2017?
As I said, very difficult to. I understand, very difficult to comment this stage because some of those opportunities are coming as binary, and especially in the content area, which is relatively new to us. What we have learned, if I should share some learned lessons with you, it's about the proper content for a proper price. So basically, we have discussed here in the past the Premier League content at the price which was basically difficult even for us and even more difficult for small players to find the profitability and payback there. Then we decided we are not going to acquire content if it is without payback, and then we go for alternative content which we have presented today. So sorry, again, this is something which we have to manage carefully, but again, to make sure I don't misguide you, all the content we acquired is already in our books in terms of CAPEX, if it should be treated as a CAPEX, so we don't expect there should be, as I said, double digit ratio CAPEX to revenue, nothing relevant on the radar screen at this stage.
Okay, so simply with all these, let's say, incremental opportunities that you have out there, we should expect a fairly chunky boost in CAPEX in the second half of this year and the first half of next year. And what it's on, we'll find out.
Yes, that's right. Later. And again, if there is an opportunity coming, you know, we are not quite, in terms of, as you know, from the balance sheet, we are not, there is no constraint for additional debt. So if there is opportunity with profitability coming, we will basically go for it. If we as a management are confident that we can generate value, we go for it. But if there is a more CAPEX, there is more value linked to that.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Our next question is from Ondřej Cabejšek, Bloomberg. Sir, please go ahead.
Hey guys, Ondřej here from Berenberg. I'm sorry my call dropped, so apologies if anything of this has been answered already. I'd like to ask about any potential impact of the growth in fixed voice traffic, whether this, what I think is partially offloading mobile traffic, has any impact on your, for example, interconnection costs, et cetera, whatsoever. Second question is, how do you explain the sudden growth in mobile subscribers after, I think, 6 quarters of losses? And third question would be, you've managed to decrease depreciation in this quarter, and we're expecting some investments. So given how important this is for the dividend, do you have any comment on what to expect in terms of depreciation amortization for the second half of the year? Thank you.
Maybe I'll start with the first part, fixed voice and elasticity there, and if there is some cannibalization of the mobile voice. We don't see it, so simply people are more calling from the fixed voice line without any impact for the mobile voice consumption. So there were elasticity, and we are benefiting from the elasticity. From the cost point of view, definitely all costs are calculated in our gross margin, so definitely we calculated some elasticity in our business plan, so we are okay with this growth. So we expected this, and we are happy, more than happy to say that it's working, because only increase the price without this elasticity should be disaster. So we are more than happy that people are using this, and hopefully they will continue. For the second, sorry, can you repeat, because I
losing mobile customers.
Losing mobile subs. So last year, more than 1 year, we are still repeating. We are focusing for the value, not for the numbers of subs, and we are continued with this. So, and it's visible that, we are quite confident that we are not playing the game that we will increase number of subscribers and we will dilute our ARPU via this step. So we are very careful. We are trying to attract people which are looking for the value, and we are doing a lot of steps to really increase tariff mix or improve tariff mix to offer more data, to offer better solutions. So that's why from the number of subs perspective, yeah, there is decline, but we are more than compensating this with ARPU and revenue.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Sorry, if I can interrupt here for the second question. I was asking, why do you see a sudden growth in this quarter? Because you have had losses, but this quarter showed growth in these numbers. So I'm asking whether there is an explanation for that, and whether you see this as a stable level of subscribers or any potential for growth, etc.
Yeah, basically what Tomáš said is fully valid, so we are very much focusing on value rather of number of customers. What is happening long term, nothing to do with the last quarter, is that sometimes we are basically not taking part in some tenders where we see it is not profitable, especially in government and corporate segment. What the last quarter was specific about, we took part in the tender for Karlovarsky region, and we won that, so basically increased number of net adds is because of that. But again, we follow what we said. If the profitability is not there, we are not taking part in those tenders, but this quarter was specific because of that. Your last question about the depreciation on amortization, at this stage what you should expect is that, and this is depending actually on also on the regulator at this stage, there will be increase in amortization for the spectrum, which we will basically start to use later this year, depending on the process, which is difficult to predict, but it's very likely to happen in next few months. Overall, what is happening, and you can also find it in facts and figures, is not so material. It's like below 1 percentage point of the book value, what I'm going to comment now. But as we go for the transformation of the ID platform, sometimes we basically impair the asset, which will not be used because of the new platform setup. But on the other hand, some of the asset is basically upgraded, and therefore economic life is prolonged. But again, as I said, this is below 1 percentage point of the book value, but this is part of the transformation of IT platform, nothing material. So again, except for the auction and some content, we are going to acquire nothing relevant on the radar screen, which should dramatically change the depreciation pattern.
Okay, thank you very much.
I think we have time for last question, if there's any.
There is not any question, sir.
Okay, so in that case, I would like to all of you to thank all of you for participating in today's call. If you have some questions that remain unanswered or maybe arise later, you are more than welcome to contact our IR department, and we will be pleased to accommodate them. So now, on behalf of our company and the management, I would like to terminate today's call. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.